And welcome back to the Grant Windham Grok with you, Tom Murray and Ken Eyring. We have in studio with us Julius Sodi. Julius, thanks for joining us. Every day, it appears that our First Amendment's under attack. So from the cancel culture to people sharing news on Facebook and Twitter, it's becoming more and more difficult for people to communicate and share ideas based on arbitrary policies of each social media company. Do you agree that Twitter, Facebook, and other social media tech companies should be allowed to arbitrarily ban and or limit any of the sharing of information? And if so, why?
Even if you go back a couple days ago, the president's campaign account on Twitter was shut down because of something they tweeted. I mean, that's outrageous that American people can't hear what our president has to say about important issues of the day.
Yeah, the First Amendment, it's really the essence of thought and mind. Because free speech, you have to communicate and be able to talk and exchange ideas. It's not only freedom of speech, it's freedom of thought.
That's a good way to phrase it.
And to hinder that, as far as I'm concerned, that's a sin. I mean, people can have stupid thoughts, but that's all part of it.
And that's up to the other individuals to determine whether or not there's validity or not to the conversation.
That has to be parsed out in an open and honest conversation. Freedom of speech is essential to this country, and it's the foundation of the country.
Yeah, it's a foundation of freedom and our inalienable rights.
So getting back to these big tech social media companies, what's their part and responsibility in this? By way of example, you know, you had that New York Post article. This is probably one of the largest communication outlets in the country. It was banned by CEO Twitter, Jack Dorsey, and limited by Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. What are your thoughts, and what do we do with that?
Well, they're trying to hide behind their protections that they got under the law. The reality is, they're a platform. They're not publishers. And as a platform, they should be open to everybody.
I agree.
And they shouldn't
be
doing any censorship. Particularly, the internet was started by the government to begin with, and they're just riding on that. And the government says you can't infringe on free speech.
The other troubling aspect of Facebook and Twitter censoring what the president is saying is that executives from both of those companies have joined Biden's transition team. There's a severe conflict of interest there.
I think the other thing that sticks out to me is also the publishing point of it. I mean, that was the guys that social media giants kind of hid behind, that they weren't publishers. I believe that by going ahead and filtering information and withholding and or promoting, that you partake in those rules and regulations that should be governed. People bring lawsuits forward because of this, then duly so.
People make decisions on how they're going to vote based upon the information that's presented to them. And if only positive information is presented for a particular candidate and all of the negative information is withheld back, then there's a problem because people can't cast
a strong case
vote, especially when there's appearance of impropriety and violations of law.
In my mind, free speech rules the day, free thought rules the day, and they shouldn't be hindering anybody's free speech. It's open and shut in my mind because they're a platform, and they're a platform for everybody.
Yeah, one can make a strong argument for election interference.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And they're using the public internet.
They are. That sounds great. We're going to wrap that up, and we'll be back with you in a few minutes to share Julius's thoughts on the Second Amendment.